If you're a veteran or a service member who owns a home in New York, and that could be anything from a place out on Long Island, a quiet suburban colonial, or maybe even a farm way upstate, financial predictability is basically gold.
It really is. The housing market here is always shifting.
And navigating those mortgage fluctuations can feel, well, pretty stressful. We've all seen it. Rates drop and you think, okay, time to refinance, but then you're just hit with a mountain of paperwork.
Exactly. But what if there was a kind of express lane, one reserved just for people who already have a VA loan, a solution designed specifically to cut out the bureaucracy and get you to a better financial position?
And that's what we're diving into today, the New York VA IRRR.
VERRRL.
Right. Okay, so let's unpack that. We have to start with the alphabet soup, IRRRR. It stands for Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan.
And that name is very precise because its function is singular. This is crucial. This program is only for borrowers who already have a VA-backed mortgage. Its sole purpose is to improve the terms of that loan.
So no taking cash out or anything like that.
Nope. You can't use it to consolidate debt, buy a new car, none of that. It's a purely defensive tool for financial stability.
So our mission today is to see how this streamline option works, how it offers really one of the most efficient ways to get more predictability, lower your monthly payment, and just achieve long-term stability, all with way less paperwork.
It's a mechanism built for clarity. And for New York homeowners, that speed and simplicity can mean huge savings.
When most people think about refinancing, they think of the standard process, and you hit those walls so fast.
Oh, yeah, the pain points are legendary.
Full credit reports, months of income verification, and in a market as diverse and expensive as New York's, the cost and delay of a brand new appraisal.
That whole process, it's necessary when you're changing the loan amount or the risk profile in a big way. But the IRRL is just, it's a different philosophy.
How so?
It's designed to be streamlined because the risk is already understood. The VA already guaranteed the original loan. So this whole program is about aligning VA policy, which is all about protecting veterans, with what homeowners actually need.
So if I'm already in a VA loan, what am I usually trying to do with an IRRL? It seems very targeted.
It is. Most people are looking for one of a few things. First, simply to lower their VA mortgage payment by getting a lower rate. That's the most common.
Makes sense.
Second, to get out of a volatile adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM, and into a stable, predictable fixed rate loan. And third, they just want to do it fast.
Right, because waiting 6 weeks for an underwriting decision in this market feels like an eternity.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is the policy behind it. Because the IRRL is only for existing VA borrowers, the VA can just bypass a lot of those standard checks.
Yeah.
This creates pathways that are, well, they're just not available in conventional or FHA programs.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting, I think, especially for anyone who's dealt with New York real estate admin. The whole reason it's called Streamline comes down to two huge factors.
And these are the two things you should write down if you're even thinking about this. First, in the vast majority of these, no appraisal is required. And second, in many cases, no income documentation is required either.
Okay, avoiding the appraisal alone is monumental. In places like the Hudson Valley or the five boroughs, that appraisal can cost hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars and delay your closing by weeks.
It's a significant financial and time advantage. That lack of new documentation, the reduced credit review, the limited paperwork, it's a total game changer.
But I'm guessing it's not a free-for-all. It's streamlined, but there have to be rules.
Oh, absolutely. It's not unregulated. The VA has very strict guidelines, specifically to protect the borrower from making a bad financial move. These eligibility guidelines are the guardrails of the program.
So what are they? What are those hard rules?
There are four core criteria. First, and this is the obvious one, you must have an existing active VA mortgage.
Okay.
Second, you must have previously lived in the property as your primary residence. So even if you're renting it out now, you have to verify you lived there before.
Got it.
Third, you have to meet the VA's seasoning requirements.
Let's stop right there. Seasoning sounds like a technical term. What does that mean in this context?
It's pretty simple, actually. Seasoning is just proof that you've made timely payments on your current loan for a certain amount of time.
Ah, so you have a track record.
Exactly. The rule is you must have made at least 6 full monthly payments, and the refinance can't close until 210 days have passed since your first payment was due. It just prevents people from refinancing over and over again.
Okay, that makes sense. A stability check. What's the fourth rule? You said it might be the most important one.
It is. It's the absolute cornerstone. The borrower must demonstrate a net tangible benefit. or NTB.
A net tangible benefit.
Yes. This is the ultimate safeguard. The VA mandates that the refinance has to demonstrably improve your loan. It has to reduce the payment or make it more predictable. It's not subjective. It has to be measurable.
So how do they measure that? If they're not checking your income again, how do they know you're benefiting?
That's an excellent question. The NTB calculation kind of fills that protection gap. Typically, it's quantified in a couple of ways. You need a rate reduction of at least 0.5%, 0.5%, if you're going from one fixed rate to another.
Okay.
But if you're moving from an ARM to a fixed rate, the NTB is met just by doing that because you've secured more stability regardless of the exact rate change.
That NTB rule is genius. It stops you from making a sideways move where only the lender really benefits.
Precisely. It ensures every single IRRL transaction serves the veteran's long-term financial stability. It's one of the most borrower-centric options out there.
And the document list, when you compare it to a standard refi, the difference must be huge.
It's night and day. You're usually just providing a current mortgage statement, your ID, proof you used to live there, and your prior closing disclosure. No scrambling for pay stubs or tax returns.
What about the certificate of eligibility, the COE?
The lender handles that. They need to pull it, but most can do it electronically now, which saves you the headache of trying to track down that paperwork. That shortlist is why the whole thing is so fast.
So let's walk through that process. For a homeowner in New York who's decided, okay, this is for me, it's basically a five-step journey, right?
Right. And the speed is the key. The first step is simple. Requesting a pordromittity and confirming eligibility. You just call a lender and confirm you have a VA loan and meet those basic requirements.
Step two would be review and select. This is where you finalize the loan terms and, I assume, decide how to handle the closing costs.
Yes, and that's a big decision, especially with New York's recording fees. You have to decide, do you pay those costs up front or do you roll them into the new loan?
And you can do that. You can finance the closing costs.
You can. It's very common with an IRRL. Because you're getting a significant rate reduction, it often makes sense to preserve your cash and just finance those costs within the VA's limits, of course.
Okay, so step three is document submission. That's just sending in that short list of items we talked about.
And since there's no appraisal to wait for, this stage is almost instant.
Which brings us to step four, underwriting and approval.
And this is fast. The underwriter is basically just focused on VA compliance and validating that net tangible benefit. They check the new payment, the seasoning, and make sure the fees are all in line.
And finally, step five is closing. You sign the papers, the old loan gets paid off, and the new, better loan is active.
The timeline is the real advantage here. An underwriting review might take just 3 to 7 days. The whole process from start to finish can be done in 20 to 30 days, sometimes even faster.
That's incredible compared to a standard 60-day closing.
It means you're exposed to market volatility for a fraction of the time.
Let's talk more about the protections. Beyond the NTB, what other rules are in place to make sure the borrower doesn't accidentally increase their risk?
Well, the program explicitly stops you from structuring a loan that increases your risk. For example, you generally can't shorten the loan term if it causes a huge jump in your payment.
So no sticker shock.
Exactly. And here's the most critical restriction, the one that really speaks to stability. You can refinance an adjustable rate loan into a fixed rate loan. In fact, that's encouraged.
Right, for predictability.
But the reverse, going from a stable fixed rate to a risky adjustable rate, is absolutely not permitted.
Wow. That's a phenomenal protection. It takes away the temptation to chase a low introductory rate that could blow up later.
It solidifies the entire objective of the program. It's a tool for security, not for speculation.
Now, we say the appraisal fee is usually avoided, but we should be clear. There are still costs. You still have title fees, recording charges from the county.
Which can be significant in some parts of New York, yes. And lender or admin fees. You always have to look at the closing disclosure.
But is there any cost benefit baked in?
There is, and this is specific to the IRRL. The VA funding fee is significantly reduced compared to other VA programs like a cash-out refinance. And for veterans with a service-connected disability, that fee is typically waived entirely.
So to recap the financial side, you save time, you save money on the appraisal, and the government's own fee is lower.
That's the core advantage. It's why the IRRL is so different from a standard VA refinance, which requires full documentation because you're usually taking cash out and changing the risk profile. The IRRL is purely about improving your existing terms.
So let's synthesize this for the homeowner listening in New York. The VA IRRL is a strategically designed, fast, and documentation-light path for current VA borrowers to get a stronger, more predictable mortgage.
That's it. And the policy takeaway is undeniable, the fact that the VA mandates a net tangible benefit for every single transaction. It just shows the program's commitment to putting the borrower's financial improvement first.
That singular focus on a measurable benefit, not just market opportunity, really sets it apart.
Right. Which it raises an important question for you to think about. Knowing that the VA insists on a tangible, documented benefit for every single transaction, how does that inherent protection fundamentally change your strategy for long-term homeownership compared to the risky, purely market-driven decisions that conventional homeowners have to face? Something to really consider.